This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The planet is getting hotter, and tackling that peril will grab the spotlight as world leaders gather for their annual meeting at the United Nations. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
To underscore the seriousness of climate change, the UN's World Meteorological Organization issued a report Sunday showing that in the last several years, global warming, sea level rise, and carbon pollution have all accelerated. Climate expert Lena Srivastava says the world needs to act.
We are at risk of crossing several critical tipping points.
But some climate scientists say the report's predictions can be tamped down, and if the world keeps temperatures to the 1.5 degrees Celsius goal instead of the 2 degree one, 420 million fewer people will be exposed to heat waves, and 10 million fewer will be vulnerable to sea level rise. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi appeared together in Houston, Texas, Sunday before a largely Indian audience of some 50,000 people who packed a Houston stadium. Modi noted the number of people watching their appearance around the world.
Millions around the world, in different time zones, are with us today. They are witnessing history in the making.
But the U.S. and India have yet to agree on a trade deal, which has been stalled since the United States canceled India's special trade status. In turn, India increased tariffs on several dozen American products. Hundreds of mourners gathered Sunday to commemorate the loss of yet another European glacier. The mourners hiked for hours through the Alps in eastern Switzerland to reach the remnants of the Pizol Glacier. More than 80% of its volume has been lost since 2006. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran. Iran is being blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities, but Pompeo warned if diplomacy fails, U.S. President Donald Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve our objectives.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Later on the same program, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the United States needs to develop a coherent strategy with its allies for dealing with Iran.
This is an issue that's going to be best satisfied, best possible outcome will come from a coalition of nations that want a stable Middle East, and that has to be our goal, to stabilize this situation.
Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in the region. The Trump administration
from the Democratic and Republican parties pushed back, calling the plan an attempt to sidestep the authority of Congress over government spending. A White House official tells VOA that despite President Donald Trump's desire to be wise about where U.S. money is going, it is clear that there are many in Congress who are not willing to join in curbing wasteful spending. Trump earlier in the week said he was considering scaling back an effort to slash foreign aid and would decide on the proposal within days. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He stopped short of saying they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether a Ukrainian gas company tried to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was vice president. The president said the White House will make a determination whether to release a transcript or details of the phone call, which came in July, 2 months after Zelensky took power in Ukraine. And the World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it's been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.
Austin, keep doing your thing.